The 10 p.m. news with Rita Uosimbom. In our top stories, regional governors converge on Yaoundé tomorrow to scrutinize the security, socio-economic and political life of the country in the build-up to the 2025 election year. The death toll after a crush at Hindu religious gathering in northern India has increased to more than 100, including a large number of women and children. Those were top stories, and now the news in full. The first biannual conference of regional governors of Cameroon for 2024 opens tomorrow in Yaoundé at the behest of President Paul Biya. The conclave, to be chaired by the Minister of Territorial Administration, will hold under the theme Administrative Authorities at the Maintenance of Public Order in a pre-electoral period. It will also be an opportunity for the governors to scrutinize the security, socio-economic and political life of the country. Albert Njembondi now examines the context under which the conference will be holding. Albert.
2025, the year of elections, is fast approaching, with the good, the bad and the ugly that come with it. The good being the encouraging number of potential electors, which is now above 7.8 million, with over 460,000 Cameroonians registered in 2024 alone, a significant number being women and youths. The bad is the political manipulation that sometimes arises with the moment, often provoked by inciting comments from political figures and overtures on social media. The ugly is the consequences that this may cause to peace and social cohesion. Cameroon's 10 regional governors on conclave will seize the opportunity to examine issues at stake, with the goal being to keep the country safe and in a climate which permits Cameroonians to make a fair choice on the leaders they want when the time comes. Exceptionally, a segment of the proceedings will be open to some political actors and media personalities. But beyond politics, there are also socio-economic issues which are dear to citizens of Cameroon. Waste disposal remains a cankerworm in major towns and cities. Cases of assassinations and femicides are not abating. Desecration of tombs and the trafficking of human parts is on the rise. So too are cases of road accidents, largely due to irresponsible drivers. These are all issues in need of an in-depth scrutiny for adequate solutions.
Albert Njembondi reporting. In few hours to the conference of governors, the governor of the Center Region, Nasiru Paul Biari, assures citizens that the region is faring well despite some security and social challenges, and urges the population to adopt a more civic and responsible behavior to safeguard peace and harmony. Take a listen.
The first semester has fared well. We have noticed a high percentage of registration in voters register, and the youths form a majority of the electorate. And we think it is a good sign that there's maturity in the electoral process. We have had problems with political parties who spend most of their time in the social media and who think that they have to contain their elections on the day of vote. So all this prelude to elections, we are calling on the population to be calm and not to do anything that is going to be contrary to the social peace that we enjoy. In the security domain, we have had a lot of incidents concerning feminicide, but this all is because of drugs. Drugs has had a heavy toll on our youths. In the town, there's hardly any street without potholes, and the garbage litters the whole place. And so we are calling on the councils to come out and actually clean the town. One day the capital city has to have the reflection of what a capital city should look like. Thank you very much.
And that was the governor of the Center Region, Nasiru Paul Biya, reassuring Cameroonians that the region is faring well despite some security and social challenges. He was interviewed by Albert Njembondi. Elsewhere, the Minister of Transport has signed a convention with the Vocational Training Institute for Railway Trade in Central Africa, giving them the responsibility to train more Cameroonians who will be employed to boost the railway sector in Cameroon. Minister Jean-Ernest Masenangale Bibehe was accompanied during the visit in Douala by the Minister of Employment and Vocational Training, Issa Chiruma Bakari. Both ministers emphasized the interests of the the government to promote more public-private partnerships, Rose Linfosa reports from CRTV Littoral in Douala.
It started off as a department in 2001 before becoming an institution on its own in 2020, 1 year after an agreement signed with the Ministry of Transport. The Vocational Training Institute for Railway Trades in Central Africa, with 23 fields of study, had the utmost task to help revitalize the railway sector. Here it is again, making a milestone in 2024, thanks to the convention signed between the Transport Minister, Jean-Ernest Masenangare Bibehe, and the establishment represented by its promoter, Théophile Montang. Through this new agreement, according to the promoter, the institution has been given full responsibility to train Cameroonian youths who will be employed to boost the railway sector. Addressing the public during the signing ceremony, the transport minister emphasized the wish of the government to develop and modernize cities via railways. This, he says, needs the contribution of everyone, thus the promotion of the public-private partnership. The sub-regional institution in Mefak will therefore have to offer quality training to Cameroonians, as the government this time around is eager to employ Cameroonian youths to work and develop the railway sector. The ceremony in Douala was also attended by the Minister of Employment and Vocational Training, Issa Chiruma Bakari, alongside other authorities. Roselyn Fosa, CRTV News, Douala.
And we stay in Douala, where some lawyers in Cameroon and beyond are taking part in a seminar to better understand the new Uniform Act of the Organization for the Harmonization of Business Law in Africa, OHADA Treaty. The initiative, which is that of Barrister Ngulo Futsu and Associates, aims at ensuring that lawyers be abreast with the amendments and modifications in the new law. Madonkwele Bizati tells us more.
The new Uniform Act of OHADA was implemented last February 24, and having a mastery of the new procedures and measures is of utmost importance for the more than 400 lawyers from Cameroon, Congo-Brazzaville and Gabon attending the training workshop in Douala. Agbon Kongo is the president of the Cameroon Union of Young Lawyers.
Today we have fintech, we have social media, we have so many other things, different instruments of investments. So the new law comes to address these lapses and the gaps which did exist. In the past.
According to the initiator of the workshop, Barrister Ngulo Futsu, the new Uniform Act of OHADA comes to facilitate the mastery of the juridical and judicial environment. Agbon Kongo once again.
There are certain things which before we were not sure about in terms of procedure. There was a difference between which local courts has jurisdiction over what issue, because it's a new law. The more we apply it, the more we know the lapses.
Mastering the harmonized act, the say, will be a huge opportunity to positively influence investment in the country.
The innovations we have today in OHADA are key determinant to attract investors into the region. It works alongside with African Continental Free Trade Agreements. And one of the security questions investors want is, if I invest my money and it goes wrong, can I recover it? If you can provide security to investors, then definitely they'll be coming flocking around.
The Organization for the Harmonization of Business Law in Africa, OHADA, constitutes 17 member countries in all. Madonkwele Bizati, CRTV News, Douala.
And from Douala, we go over to the Far North region, where social scientists warn that excessive TV watching will have long-term effects on children, like making them self-centered and timid. Henry Tatwe Kambi of CRTV Far North spoke to some of them and compiled this report for the news.
Midway through the longest holiday of the academic year, many holidaymakers remain glued to TV sets as they watch different kinds of programs.
I'm very busy watching the movie, so I don't even have time to move from one place to another, because like it's just boring to move from one place to another, so I occupy myself watching movie in my room.
What series in novellas today?
I watch them during this holiday.
More than the usual school day. I don't have time to talk with my friends.
However, sociologists say too much screen time will lead to more harm than good for everyone, especially children. Dr. Legrand Mabu is a sociologist.
When a child does not learn how to enter into relationship, this child tends to be self-centered. Because a television is not a person. And when a child is seated in front of a television, he is communicating with himself, although through the television. This child will tend to be timid.
Dr. Mabu adds that television also has a good side, but should be put at the disposal of children for a short period of time.
I'm not saying that television is something totally bad, no. So we need how to alternate time in front of television for information, to learn what is happening in the world. But before learning what is happening in other places, we must first of all be aware of what is happening in our own context.
Sociologists are hoping parents will know how to draw the line between excessive TV watching and the appropriate screen watching time for their kids. Maruwa, Henry Tatowigami, CLTV.
In news out of Cameroon, more than 100 people have been killed in a crush at a religious gathering in northern India. According to officials, the incident took place at Sansang, a Hindu religious event in Hathras district in Uttar Pradesh state. The victims, including a large number of women and some children, are still being identified. In sports, the Basketball Lions of Cameroon will play their first match in the Olympic qualifying tournament in Latvia tomorrow against Montenegro. The team, coached by Alfred Boyer, that has been fine-tuning their skills in Riga for more than 3 weeks, won their two friendly matches ahead of tomorrow's game. Coach Alfred Boyer says they are motivated by the victories against Egypt and Georgia to go for a good result against Montenegro.
This group of kids, they love winning. And that's my take on the second friendly. It was a battle from end to end, really close game. The score is actually indicative of that because we only won by one. But I think our players will continue to growing. We still have to continue preparing, to continue fixing our mistakes. About what I think about Brazil and Montenegro. I think that winning those two friendlies were good for our confidence because it's really a confidence booster for us. We would take those teams one team at a time. First is Montenegro. We'll put a game plan together. And when the ball is tipped July 3rd, we'll go to battle. And I hope that the win will be on our side.
You just listened there to the coach of the Basketball Lions of Cameroon, Alfred Boyer, interviewed by Harrison Ashu. And we're moving towards the end of our news, but before we go, a recap of our major stories. Regional governors converge on Yaoundé tomorrow to scrutinize the security, socio-economic and political life of the country in the build-up to the 2025 election year. The death toll after a crush at Hindu religious gathering in northern India has increased to more than 100, including a large number of women and children. And that's it for the 10 p.m. news on the CRTV National Station, presented by Rita Yosembom. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.